At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2025 Volkswagen Taos SFWD for $350 for 36 months with zero due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 11/30/25.
Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org.
I want to talk about the Kardashians, but I would like us to agree that this is probably the last time we will talk about the Kardashians because I'm so over them. And look, in fairness, I'm in a foul mood today, but I could have cut and pasted my notes from last week to this week. It's repetitive. It's boring. There's too much Kourtney. I don't care about Khloe's cloud popcorn. And I'm just sick of seeing people pump up their tires nonstop. You're so amazing. That was perfect. It's just like, that is not what we want anymore. Like, they've lost the plot in terms of who their audience is. This whole Glenn Close, Sarah Paulson thing, like, I know that to them, that's a big flex because they are respected actors with great acting careers. But we don't watch the Kardashians to see their rich friends that they've just sort of slotted into an episode to have a little movie night. I just don't give a shit. And I feel like I'm wasting my time. Like, I know people will say, oh, reality TV, you know, it's just rubbish or it's shit TV and you're just watching it to have noise on. But this really does feel like a waste of my time and I'm kind of over it.
It is. I agree. 1,000%. It's like an ad. They don't need to continually shove their products down our throats. Her popcorn is going to sell. You don't need to put it on the show. I don't know that that's what she's doing, like she's at the photo shoot for it. It's the same when she Kourtney was with Julia Fox. But these episodes are far too Kourtney heavy. She's saying, oh, I want to slow down. She's been wanting to slow down for season after season. She barely works. She ran a 5K holding onto his hand. If I ever run anywhere holding onto my husband's hand, just envy. Like, that is ridiculous. I think it's like young couples together holding hands, but having to constantly, like, you do you, but I mean the constant PDA and the constant having to shove it down people's throat seems fake and weird to me.
Did you, like, there was a scene where they were, were they in New Orleans or something like that? Was that where they were? And they were in a restaurant and she wanted to eat something, but she wanted people to stop filming her before she ate. And Travis pointed out, you're here with a big film crew. Like, the film crew is filming you eat now. Like, I don't get her. Are you involved? Are you not involved? Do you want the attention? Do you not want the attention? Do you want to be her or not? Like, just go and breastfeed and fuck off.
I agree. 100%. And then when she said, I don't want to run, I just want to breastfeed in the back of the van. What? Like, I don't know what she's doing. She's so boring to watch. And then she was going on in that restaurant about, I don't like people filming me and taking secret photos. But then she's sitting on his knee and she's like, do you want to taste the beignet? And she's like licking his face, giving people photo opportunities. Don't do that shit in public constantly if you don't want people to look. Because even if someone like a nobody is doing that in public, people are going to look because not that many people are licking each other. Just out there. Are they? No, I see two people sitting on each other's knee like in a restaurant in the middle of the day. Like if you're at a nightclub or if you're at like somewhere like that and it's people in the corner or something, but in a restaurant, people are going to look. Then you're Kourtney Kardashian on top of it. What do you think is going to happen? Mm. So, yeah, she's giving mixed messages. I don't know why she's on the show. Kim's promoting her upcoming show, which is apparently shit. Then you've got Kourtney promoting the popcorn. Khloe promoting the popcorn. This episode, the only relatable thing was where Chris was trying to be relaxed, and she's clearly not relaxed. Like, she was trying, she's like, I've got people coming over, and she's like looking out in the driveway, like, why aren't they coming inside? She's trying to be all chilled out inside, and she was not. That was the only moment that I noticed. I was like, oh, that's sort of funny or relatable to a point. The rest of it was Courtney. I don't know if there was any Kendall or Kylie in this episode. If there was, it wasn't memorable. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm bored, and they need to stop or just run ads. Spend your money on ads, because we're not interested.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Bills piling up? CME can help you wrap up your debt into one simple, manageable signature loan with rates starting as low as 8.75% APR. Instead of juggling stacks of statements, let CME help you unwrap peace of mind this season. Federally insured by NCUA, APR means annual percentage rate, terms apply, subject to membership eligibility and approval. Visit cmefcu.org for additional details.